But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Pozel. We're going to start off this show with what happens when you fire competent employees. Move on to how Elon Musk is hacking the U.S. Treasury to defund the American people, and follow all of that up with an update to our ongoing docuseries, Why the Orange Man Hates All the Brown People. Let's begin, shall we? Believe it or not, it's been 2 weeks since the Turd administration took over the White House, thanks to...
Thank you to Elon. And he knows those computers better than anybody, those vote-counting computers.
You know, it's only because they rigged the election that I'll be your president.
And I don't know about you, but I'm exhausterwelmulated by all the fresh fascism we wake up to every single day. Like, knowing how we're all going to pay 25% more on anything coming from Mexico and Canada because Mango Magoo likes the word tariff. Although, I find it quite sus that China is getting just 10% tariffs, which is 25% less than Donnie Kahn originally said China's tariffs would be. But then again, the broke-ass billionaire does own 114 trademarks in China, the most he has from any one country, so there's that. Oh, and don't forget, Canada has plans on retaliating by slapping down tariffs of their own, or perhaps shutting off the electricity their country supplies to American states, such as New York, Vermont, Washington State, Oregon, Michigan, California, Minnesota, and North Dakota. But don't panic, because according to the 27-year-old White House press secretary, her boss, quote, wants you to remember Jesus didn't have electricity either, and he did just fine. Glad to know KKK Caroline Leave It prefers to let Jesus take the wheel, and I don't blame her, since her husband is like 35 years older than her and definitely getting close to that age where grandpa probably shouldn't be driving anyway. Not to mention, Propaganda Barbie just had a kid with a senior citizen, and you know what that means. Twice as many dirty diapers. Or maybe it's the reality that Caroline, spelled with 3 K's, has to work for a living when her rapidly aging husband is worth $45 million, just like any other DEI hire. Oh, wait! Her boss isn't doing DEI anymore, thanks to the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into a passenger plane over the Potomac, killing everyone in the process.
President Trump put out a Truth Social post overnight. The airplane was on a perfect and routine line of approach to the airport. The helicopter was going straight at the airplane for an extended period of time. It was a clear night. The lights on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down or turn?
Is there any reason to believe there was any foul play here?
Well, you know, at this time, you hate to jump to any conclusions. Obviously, well, human error, some sort of equipment failure? Did DEI play a role in this type of thing?
A week before I entered office, they put a big push to put diversity into the FAA's program. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism all qualify for the position of a controller.
That's why I'm trying to figure out how you can come to the conclusion right now that diversity had something to do with this crash.
Because I have common sense, okay? And unfortunately, a lot of people don't.
Ah, common sense, you say. Well, it sounds to me like Cognitive Decline Don heard the helicopter involved in the crash was a Black Hawk and immediately thought to himself, well, that must be one of those DEI copters. Just like the dollar store dictator thinks asylum seekers are coming directly from mental institutions. And I know Eric's dad doubled down on his DEI made a helicopter fly into a plane bullshit by sharpieing all over a grammatically challenged memo, but that doesn't make it true. First of all, DEI hiring may have started under President Obama, But the Fanta fascist kept those policies in place during his last reign of stupidity, just like President Biden did. And no amount of taking down government websites to scrub them of this is going to make this any less true. Besides, we can all go back to the Wayback Machine and see everything Girth Vader is removing. Secondly, one day after the Lard Father was crowned, he had the heads of the TSA and Coast Guard fired while also disbanding the Aviation Security Advisory Committee. You know, the governmental oversight group that advises our transportation sector on aviation security that is apparently a big use of resources, which is why the committee will continue without any of its members. Because it's all about the show for 77.3 million maggots. Oh, and I also forgot that Ilania Titler told the head of the FAA to take a hike on January 20th, and since then, no one has been appointed to run the Federal Aviation Administration. But yeah, tell me again how it's DEI that caused the crash over the Potomac or the near miss with another helicopter and a passenger airplane the day before the crash, or the Learjet carrying six Mexican nationals, including a child, that took a nosedive in Philly near the Roosevelt Mall, killing everyone on board and setting nearby businesses, homes, and cars ablaze just the other day. But never mind all of that, because accountability isn't what Mind Incompetent is all about.
Trump administration firing multiple inspectors general.
The fired inspectors general were meant to serve as independent government watchdogs, a check against fraud, waste, or abuse of power.
Fired at least 12 inspector generals, officials, and the White House wants to get rid of officials that don't align with the Trump presidency.
It's a very common thing to do. Some people thought that some were unfair or some were not doing the job, and it's a very standard thing to do.
Do you plan to bring your own people in those positions, Mr. President?
Well, they're not my people. I don't know anybody that would do that, but we'll put people in there that will be very good.
Others calling it unprecedented and saying it violates the law, and that's because Congress has to be notified 30 days in advance and also provided details about cases if someone intends to fire.
The American people, if we don't have good and independent inspector generals, are going to see the swamp refill, rampant waste, fraud, corruption. It may be the president's goal here, when he's got a meme coin that's making him billions, is to remove anyone that's going to call the public attention to his malfeasance.
It's troubling. These removals should be sending off alarm bells. What will President Trump do with these positions? Is he going to nominate watchdogs, or is he going to nominate lapdogs?
Well, considering the Cheeto-colored lockjaw Republicans are wearing as a badge of honor, I'd go with the lapdog. Not to mention that this move is illegal. But then again, is it really a shock to anyone that a convicted felon running this country broke the law?
You didn't see that coming?
Apparently Congress didn't, which is why Republican and Democrat ranking members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are now two grumpy old men who've decided to chastise the toddler in chief for not giving them 30 days notice before firing, and a detailed reason for why he had to get rid of all 18 inspectors general at departments of state, transportation, defense, labor, health and human services, veterans affairs, and many more. Now, we all know why Orange Treasonist did this, but we all know he's not going to be held accountable for it thanks to the bogus SCOTUS and their ruling that Payless Putin gets a free pass while occupying the White House. Because every presidential crime is now an official act, and you can't prosecute Donald for an official act. Oh, and speaking of crimes, the clown's recent official acts.
The White House has ordered a freeze of federal aid. The new head of the government's budget office saying in an internal memo, the pause extends to, quote, all federal financial assistance and activities affected by President Trump's recent executive orders.
For organizations that don't necessarily align with Donald Trump's views.
This could be trillions of dollars in funding that impacts programs and people in the United States and around the world, things like aid for medical charities, food assistance programs,
including foreign aid, non-governmental organizations,
funds for things like disaster assistance, local law enforcement, rural hospitals, aid to the elderly, food for people in need.
From assistance to farmers to Head Start programs, does not say how long the pause will last. There's nothing specifying when the pause is over.
Matthew Vaith, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, said in an internal memo, he said, quote, the use of federal resources to advance Marxist equity, transgenderism, and Green New Deal social engineering policies is a waste of taxpayer dollars that does not improve the day-to-day lives of those we serve.
We got rid of the woke. We got rid of the woke crap.
Yeah, you did. For about a couple of hours, until people started noticing exactly what you meant by the woke. Things like their Medicare and Medicaid benefits, their food stamps, housing vouchers, just to name a few. You know, all the bennies the White House lying secretary said on camera were not included in your funding freeze.
Well, I think there's only uncertainty in this room amongst the media. There's no uncertainty in this building. So let me provide the certainty and the clarity that all of you need. This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs from the Trump administration. Individual assistance, that includes, I'm not naming everything that's included, but just to give you a few examples, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause.
That Vox Color Blonde is giving her predecessor Sean Spicer, trying to convince everyone that his boss's first inauguration crowd size was the biggest that anyone had ever seen, you know, back in 2017.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
After Sean's vision problem, and then his replacement, Sarah Lyne V. Sanders, admitting that she lied about FBI agents thanking her boss for firing the then FBI director, James Comey, I'd say KKK Carolyn is the perfect DEI hire for the Big Lebowski. Because not only did Caroline desperately mislead Americans who depend on those bennies to, I don't know, live, she said that bullshit with her whole chest while this was happening.
According to state officials, Medicaid portals were down Tuesday.
20 states are experiencing freezes with their Medicaid reimbursements, including New York.
The Illinois Medicaid system offline for hours Tuesday.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James announcing she and New Jersey's Attorney General, along with several other Democratic AGs, will sue the administration to block the freeze immediately.
The executive branch cannot unilaterally disregard those appropriations passed by a separate an equal house of government.
This administration has a great deal of disdain for working people.
Administration now blaming that nationwide lockout of state Medicaid programs on a outage.
Governor Pritzker late today saying the sweeping cuts confirmed by the White House was going to include cuts to Medicaid too, until a late day pivot.
Don't let them fool you that there was some kind of website outage. Donald Trump's administration is lying to you. The White House's attempt to walk back what they did today does not match what we saw on the ground.
And this just in, a federal judge blocking this freeze for now.
That's right, kiddies. After lying to everyone about who was included in the funding freeze, a federal judge in Seattle, Washington said no and blocked the dumpster fire from spreading any further. So then the official statement was, there was a gremlin in the system that brought down Medicaid's payment portal and not Donny Khan's minions taking it offline. But the fun doesn't stop there, because the next move was to rescind the funding freeze memo from the Office of Budget and Management, which Propaganda Barbie fucked up in one failed tweet. A tweet that ended with a restraining order being approved by a totally separate U.S. District Court judge against the Trump administration from not paying out money appropriated by Congress, no matter how much he doesn't want it to, which resulted in
Trump and Musk are trying to enact a bunch of dramatic changes to the U.S. government
changes that would affect how the government works for the rest of your lives. They're trying to do it on a Friday night after Congress has gone home so that no one notices. These include Musk illegally seizing control of the government payment systems, which would allow him to shut off federal agencies by shutting down their funding streams. This would be illegal, but he's doing it anyway. There are fears that they may use this to try and shut down payments like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security to areas that didn't vote for Donald Trump, to punish Trump's enemies.
Because when you rigged an election, because you're really good with voting machine computer systems to get a convicted felon elected as president, you get to hack the U.S. Treasury Department to stop payments from going through after two federal judges blocked you from doing just that. Now, I'm not saying for a fact that Ilania Titler used his wicked computer skills to get into the payment system responsible for $6 trillion in congressionally appropriated funds going to needy Americans so he could stop them, because the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 prevents King Baby Coward from keeping that money. I just know it's true. Just like I know Cheeto Benito and the Project 2025 pick me he's got for White House press secretary were lying when they said this about aid going to Palestinians in Gaza.
DOGE and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. So that's what this pause is focused on, being good stewards of tax dollars.
We are merely looking at parts of the big bureaucracy where there has been tremendous waste and fraud and abuse. In that process, we identified and stopped $50 million being sent to Gaza to buy condoms for Hamas. $50 million. And you know what's happened to them? They've used them as a method of making bombs. How about that?
So, what Crimes the Clown thinks is a contraceptive MacGyver hanging out in Gaza making condom balloons to fly over Israel is actually funding for U.S. AIDS funding that goes to countries all over the world to help with things like humanitarian aid, which also includes sending contraceptives to places like Jordan and Yemen and 21 other nations, but not Gaza. What the Trump administration is really trying to stop is halting aid to Palestinians, funding for private contractors hired by the U.S. government to oversee checkpoints in Gaza, keeping the peace during Israel's genocidal campaign. And why, you might ask yourself, would the fraud father want to do something like that? Well, because Israel's turned the Gaza Strip into a demolition site, and Fat Nixon thinks that they should go ahead and finish the job.
Well, the U.S. president earlier described Gaza as literally a demolition site and said neighboring Jordan and Egypt should take people in from the territory, saying that would clean it out.
Suggesting that 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza, that is three quarters of the population, be moved so that the strip can be, in his words, cleaned out.
The idea has delighted Israel's far-right politicians who want Israelis to resettle there, and outraged Gazans themselves.
With all due respect, the U.S. president is an idiot.
The people who are celebrating here are the far right in Israel, these ministers who have been part of Bibi Netanyahu's government for most of the last few years, and the settler movement.
Israel is continuing to prevent thousands of Palestinians from returning home to northern Gaza.
And that is for reasons I have mentioned many times on this show. Why Israel's Nutter Prime is tickled Zionist after hearing Manboob Mussolini say, "Let the demolition continue." And for those of you in the back crying about how Save-A-Lot Stalin is a real estate mogul who knows a prime piece of land when he sees one, let's get a few things clear. The destruction Israel has been doing to buildings, roads, and all forms of infrastructure in Gaza has been for the express purpose of leveling that area so that a new port of commerce can be built right on top of it. And that goes for the now dwindled down to a million or so Palestinians who haven't been killed by Israel's attacks in the last 2 years. At least, that's what it says in the Israeli handbook for the recently demolished Gaza.
secret document put together by the intelligence ministry inside the Israeli government concludes that the best and final solution to the Palestinian problem in Gaza is to remove every last one of them from the area and move them into Egypt. This has been written since the October 7th Hamas attack. The executive summary says, "The state of Israel is required to bring about a significant change in the civilian reality in the Gaza Strip in light of the Hamas crimes that led to the Iron Swords War. Therefore, it must decide on a political objective regarding the civilian population in Gaza. So the objective defined by the government requires intensive action to harness the United States and other countries to support this goal. The evacuation of the civilian population from Gaza to Sinai. The option that will yield positive long-term strategic outcomes for Israel and is an executable option. It requires determination from the political echelon in the face of international pressure, with the emphasis on harnessing the support of the United States and additional pro-Israeli countries for the endeavor."
Because how else is the Israeli prime nutbag going to construct a port of commerce and clear the way for his own canal to compete with the Iran's Suez Canal if there's a couple of million Palestinians living there? Other than to kill as many as you can and then dump the other ones that survive in neighboring countries like Jordan and Egypt, who, by the way, have refused to take on the remaining Palestinians as permanent refugees, even though Schindler said many times he's going to make them. Meanwhile, back in the United States.
On Wednesday, President Trump signed an executive order which would deport non-citizens who took part in pro-Hamas rallies on campus.
Critics argue the measure may violate constitutional free speech rights, as the First Amendment protects political speech for everyone in the U.S., including foreign students.
We will not allow our colleges to be taken over by violent radicals, and if you come here from another country and try to bring jihadism or anti-Americanism or anti-Semitism to our campuses, we will immediately deport you. You'll be out of that school.
So now that somehow Tangerine Palpatine returned, and it definitely had nothing to do with the Nazi-saluting muskrat from South Africa rigging the 2024 election, the right to free speech simply does not matter. Anyone, including myself, who sees what Israel has done and is currently doing to the Palestinians as a genocide fueled by dreams of capitalism, and then speaks out, as I have done on previous shows and will continue to do, as Hamas and undeserving of constitutionally protected rights. Kind of like how migrants are now being rounded up by the Trump's frosty SS soldiers for the crime of being illegal, which is a civil offense, by the way. A fact von Schützenpanz and his propaganda secretary don't seem to give a shit about.
Of the 3,500 arrests ICE has made so far since President Trump came back into office, can you just tell us the numbers? How many have a criminal record versus those who are just in the country illegally?
All of them, because they illegally broke our nation's laws and therefore they are criminals as far as this administration goes. I know the last administration didn't see it that way, so it's a big culture shift in our nation to view someone who breaks our immigration laws as a criminal, but that's exactly what they are.
Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay. Most people don't even know about it. To detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back. So we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. Now we need Congress to provide full funding for the complete and total restoration of our sovereign borders, as well as financial support to remove record numbers of illegal aliens.
Oh, Guantanamo Bay? I wonder what happened to the nearly 1,500 acres the Texas Land Commissioner offered Clementine Caligula last year to build a concentration camp. I mean, internment camps. I mean, it's probably going to take them some time, you know, for private prisons to get those facilities up and running. So I guess shipping them off to Guantanamo is the only thing left to do, at least for now. Although this is starting to feel like an episode of South Park. Thankfully, though, Cuba didn't read the script because the communist country said in a public statement that they are rejecting the use of Guantanamo Naval Base to imprison tens of thousands of migrants because, quote, It's a demonstration of brutality. And besides, the territory where Guantanamo Detention Center is currently located doesn't actually belong to the United States. It's Cuban land, and that country can do whatever they want with their land anytime they want to. And it looks like right now, Cuba does not want to house migrants who are guilty of coming to America, working jobs white people don't want to, and contributing to their communities while financially supporting their families, all while being brown, which is the real crime, according to the marginally sentient spray tan flinging ketchup on the walls of the White House dining room right now. And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. You can follow me, Suzanne Posel, or the show This Week Again on social media, platforms like Blue Sky and Facebook, Threads, and Insta. Sorry. We're also available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Ta-da for now.